beloved service guests here at the service area and at your radios and internet. Some of you are on your way listening to this through the radio or internet. Some of you have been listening . Now is the time to conclude these services and express our thanks. These words that we now say are difficult to say. The services here in Pori 2017 are now ending. If I would ask you who have been involved here in arranging these services, and you would say, like we often say, if God so will, we will have these, keep these services. We have thought in this way, and we have felt it in our hearts. And on the behalf of these summer services, we say that God has allowed these services. Our hearts are filled with thanksgiving unto our Heavenly Father. This summer service event that, like the leader of the city of Pori has said, this has been good and welcome. And we, according to the motto of these services, where Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. And today, in the beginning, I would like to express to you who have arranged these services, we do not want to rank them in any order what is the best, but these have been important. Especially thanks to the leaders of the city of Pori, you have cooperated in these arrangements. All the way from the very first meeting, you have been very welcoming. We will remember you with great love. And to the neighbors and landowners here, thank you for your cooperation. Everything has been smooth. To you who have used this, who use this land, and the inhabitants of this city of Pori, you have experiences of this area, but the purpose of these services has been to offer spiritual food. We have been truly gracious over this, that you have accepted us to do this here. You have come to these services. You have come to see and listen. But our prayer has also been this, that when people are seeking for peace, we wish that they would find that peace which they are seeking. Now, this summer service city is being disassembled. It has been so precious to be here. We would not have been able to arrange these services without the cooperation of many officials. The firemen, the policemen, the hospital nurses and doctors, you have all been of great help for us. We have planned it according to what you require. We want to cooperate, and all of this has been so good for us. And to the local congregations around Pori and the congregation of Pori, it has been good to come here to use your churches for the worship service on Sunday. We have had good food and plenty of it. We have been able to assemble in a great campground. We had everything we needed. We had candy, we had toothpaste, we had stools. All of these service conveniences which the organization has provided. We have had a very willing mind to do this work. Great thanks go to you. We want to always arrange regular and functioning services. Functioning in this way that the voice of the Good Shepherd could be heard and calling outsiders and uplifting the brothers and sisters. To you, dear brothers and sisters, I want to especially speak to you who have provided your time, your sacrifices to the use of these summer services. Some of you have already been working on this project for years, some longer time, some shorter time. Some have had a very visible position. Others might have had a very quiet, invisible position where they are not recognized so easily. But everyone's duty has been just as important. I cannot express it to you how grateful I am about this, of this work that you have done. This summer service travel, this has uplifted us in our faith. We have done what we could do and do to our best. The great love of God has affected in this. We have been able to do this. We have been able to make an ever memorable journey in this. This is what we want to remember. I have, with dark words, bold words, written it here. Thank you. God repay you. You little ones, mothers and fathers who have done at home when you're spouses have gone to work or to meetings. In this connection, I want to bring to you that prayer. It has not always been easy to remain at home, to carry that responsibility at home, but thank you that you have been able to carry that responsibility, for God will protect and your families, and so that this love can remain in your homes. The responsibility of summer services is always given to the next one. This was our turn. These services have been arranged together with the SRK brothers and sisters. We have been able to receive from you the great support and assistance. All of our cooperation has been in love and unity. Thank you. And thank you also the people of Äänekoski and Oulu in this connection. This has been very important for us. This love is important. We believe that this transfer of responsibility will also go smoothly. Friday, after the opening of the services, we noticed how the fields were filling, and the number of people arriving was increasing and increasing. And from the loudspeakers, we could hear the sermons echoing. Friday, it felt that now these services have begun. I kept sunglasses on my eyes. So the tears could not always be visible, which flowed. I felt that the services had begun. But it is you, brothers and sisters, who brought the Suviserat here, where when you came, you arrived. You're the ones who made the summer services. You have put your hands together, folded your hands, and prayed to God and His guidance. All of this was made possible, and those many prayers were heard. What have we in this word motto that we used? What did we want to bring forth? And Lazarus had died. His sisters Martha and Mary were very overcome by sorrow that their brother had died. This is very understandable. When we lose a close one, we experience much sorrow. But our comfort is in this, that our faith will carry us to see them there in heaven. We will see them in our heavenly home. Jesus here performed something that we cannot in our carnal mind understanding. He raised Lazarus from death. But Jesus can still do this same thing to someone who is spiritually dead, who has no life of faith. You still have the possibility just by accepting the gospel. You can believe your sins, all of your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and holy atonement blood. Jesus said to these sisters who were overcome with sorrow, I am the resurrection and the life. In Psalm 139 are written the precious words that the Lord has created me in your mother's womb. Your life. How can we live this life? We ask, examine me, look, search me, and know me. Know my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Dear beloved sisters and brothers, I have been able to hear some services, sermons, and it has been pointed out to us what is right. It has been very comforting to hear the sermons by the brothers. The word has been opened, Bible has been opened with many gifts. We have received feedback. We have heard, many have been guided in faith. It is precious, this, that we can believe all of our sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Dear brother and sister, here in this tent, here on the field, there in the midst of or next to these listening devices, you who are already doing work to tear down this service site, this might be one of the only sermons you have heard. And this is for the reason why I want to especially to remind you, each and every one of us, each and one of you can believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and holy atonement blood. Be of good cheer. You are on the right way. And we are fully assured of this, that this road will lead us to heaven. And at the very end, I want to say, how my heart has rejoiced over these services. We have had so good time to be here. Dear service guests, thank you that you have come to be our guests. That certainly there has been faults in our preparation, and not everything has happened the way we desired. But nevertheless, we have received lots of feedback how satisfied you have been. Each and every one of us has tried to do our best, and God has blessed that effort. He has made that and possible, and unto this we want to be grateful. Unto God we give our thanks and glory. Let us quieten in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we bring our humble thanks that you have blessed these services, and through the servants we have been able to hear the Word of God. Thank you that we can still keep services and gather to the hearing of God's Word. We thank you for your kingdom. We ask that you would bless the work of your kingdom throughout all the world. We thank you for this dear fatherland, this free fatherland, independent land where we can study, work, and live. Bless our country of Finland so that we can preserve peace here. Thank you for the good and well-being. We, dear Father, ask that you bless our journeys home, and that you would bless the work of demolishing these structures, and bless the preparations for next year's services in Äänekoski. And if it is your good will, dear Father, bless those services and bless us as your children. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us. The Lord lift his face and shine and give us peace. In the name of the Father and in the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.